Hey, guess what? I got myself into a situation today, or should I say I was put in a situation today that got a little bit awkward, and things like that happen to me a lot. My name is Chris Johnson. This was a bit unexpected, though. This happened in a way that you wouldn't think it would go down, and I'm sure you've been there before. I'm sure you've been with a group of people. Maybe you've been invited out, and you know some of the people, but you don't know a lot of the people. I've been doing a fair amount of that shit in recent months. You know, I get asked to go out. I know some of the people there. I don't know all of the people there. I was asked a couple weeks ago, like, yo, son, we're going to go see Black Panther. I just knew two people that were going. Old Blee Jay was going to be there, and old Green Eyes is there. She's putting this fucking thing together. Well, actually, I don't know if she's putting it together. I think Blee Jay was putting it together, but she's how I figured out the fucking shit was going down. And I'm like, yeah, well, fucking, let's do it. Let's fucking do it. I'm in. I don't know who the fuck else is going to be there. Don't give a shit. As is typical, I arrive to these fucking events before anybody else. So I'm fucking there. I didn't buy the tickets. The tickets were bought for me. I paid for the tickets, though. I'm sitting there waiting. I get a text from Green Eyes. It's like, here. I looked around. There's nobody fucking there. Here? The fuck? What do you mean here? I'm here. Nobody else is fucking here. And I don't see a crew either. And as usual, I don't know who the fucking crew is. I wouldn't know these motherfuckers if I fucking ran into them. I mean, I might be standing amongst the crew now. I don't know. Eventually, they showed up. Green Eyes walks in with a couple people, a couple of her buddies. Go through the introductions. Hey, how you doing? My name's Chris Johnson. Then the other people are there. Then we got a whole fucking crew finally. All right, good. Let's go in and watch the movie. Movie ends. You know, Green Eyes looks over and she's like, hey, did you like the movie? I was like, I fucking loved it. She's like, I didn't. I thought it was just as shitty as your fucking radio show that you did a couple weeks ago. Oh, good. Good. We're back to that. Yeah, I know. I did a podcast about how you thought I sucked. Thanks for reminding me a few weeks later. I certainly appreciate that. So everybody gets up to leave. I gotta piss like a motherfucking racehorse. The fucking men's room is right outside the fucking theater door. Walk out, and the whole crew walks out. I walk into the fucking men's room. There's a fucking line in there. They got like three fucking stalls going here. They had like two like toilet stalls and one fucking urinal. It's a fucking movie theater, fellas. What? This isn't a goddamn dentist office. Why the fuck don't you have any more fucking toilets? Felt like I was in there fucking forever. So I walk out of the pisser and I see a group of people that I don't know. I mean, I vaguely know them. We said hello. I didn't get their names because I didn't give a fuck, quite frankly. And I'm thinking to myself, like, well, I don't know where Green Eyes is or whatever the fuck. But the group is standing here talking. So I guess, like, I should stand here talking because I don't want to just leave, right? Especially, you know, the person who kind of set the whole thing up for me. I don't want to just, like, walk out the fucking door. Like, what kind of a dick move would that be? Walk out of the pisser, don't see somebody. And like, eh, I'm just going to fucking walk out. So I'm, like, standing in the middle of this group that I don't know at all. They're all talking about shit. I'm not saying anything. What do you say in a fucking situation like that? I didn't even pretend to laugh. You know, sometimes people go in there, they pretend to laugh or they pretend to be a part of the conversation. I didn't give a fuck about any of that. So I stood there awkwardly. I stood there like a fucking idiot, just standing there, like staring forward. Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know who I'm supposed to talk to. Is Green Eyes going to show up? Like, what the fuck is happening? So I stood there for about 3 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, nobody's here. I had the sinking suspicion that she just said, fuck you, and bounced. But I didn't think, that's not going to happen, is it? That's not gonna fucking happen. You're not gonna leave me here with these fucking strangers. You're not gonna leave me here with people you fucking know, are you? Why would you do that? Who the fuck would do that? Would anybody do that? Would you do that? Nobody would do that. I wouldn't do that. Then I look down at my phone. It goes off. Text. It's fucking Green Eyes. She's like, did you just disappear? And I just text back like, bathroom. There's a line. You know, I'm standing out here with your crew. You want to know the response I got from that? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You're fucking gone, aren't you? What the fuck? I got no out now. What do I do? I'm standing here in a fucking circle of a group of fucking strangers. It's awkward as fuck. I'm not talking to them. They're not talking to me. But how weird is it going to look if I just turn and walk away? Doesn't it bring more awkwardness to the situation? Like, who's this dick that's just standing here for 3 minutes? Oh, he just walked away. What the fuck? That's even weirder. If I just walked out, saw them, looked around, and fucking walked away, that's more normal. But I'm standing here for 3 minutes at this point. It's the weirdest fucking thing in the world if I just walk away now. And I'm looking like an even bigger dick, too, because I'm just, like, reading texts. I got my face buried in my phone like a fucking idiot. And here's the rest of that text. I thought you left without saying goodbye, so I left. I'm reading my text back right now, and I want to just kick myself in the dick. The first thing I sent after that was, sorry, buddy. I apologized? What a fucking pussy I am. What the fuck am I apologizing for? I didn't fucking go anywhere. I went to go take a piss, and I walked out, and you were fucking gone, but I'm fucking apologizing. Look, people say bye. I'm a buyer, you know, I'm a bye guy. Like, hey, bye, good to see you, take care. Motherfucker, if I'm at a fucking family party, I say bye for Christ's sake, and I don't give a shit about being there. I'm like, yo, you know, your group of friends was here when I walked out. Now I gotta fucking get the fuck out of here. And she's like, ha ha, yes. Ha ha, yes, motherfucker. Oh, you fuck. So I'm fucking like texting back, like not knowing what to do. And she's like, you know, to be fair, you vanished. You know, I announced my departure. Wait. How the fuck is that fair? What do you mean to be fair? I vanished? You're gone. What are you talking about? I'm here. You're gone. I didn't fucking vanish anywhere. I'm right fucking here. God damn it. Fuck. So you know what I did? I stood there until the group dissipated. Didn't say anything. Didn't address anything. And then when the group broke up, I was like, take it easy, fellas. I wanted to at least show that, like, well, he's a weird, awkward douche, but at least he's going to be polite enough to say goodbye. And if anybody's listening who was in that fucking weird group, I'm not a crazy asshole, but I didn't know what to fucking say to you. But Sundays and Wednesdays, you get new episodes. You can follow me at least. Hey, there you go. Podbean. Every episode is on Podbean. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, I'm there. You can follow me on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. You want to see pictures of my cats? Huh? There's a cat lover there. Hey, motherfucker, you told me you listened today. @maybe5minutes, Instagram. Look at my fucking cats, goddammit. And I'll put the videos out on Facebook as well.